Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. Futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures trading up 0.1%, with the market set to reopen after the Labor Day holiday. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are softer in early trade. Bonds are weaker, with the US 10-year yield up around 3 basis points at 1.36% and New Zealand yields at a 2-year high on October Reserve Bank of New Zealand rate hike expectations. The dollar is stronger across the board, oil is down, gold is lower, iron ore is steady after yesterday's drop, and aluminum is steady after hitting a 10-year high amid political unrest in Guinea, which spurred concerns over production. The Delta variant continues to drive discussions about the economic outlook. Bloomberg reported that Goldman Sachs downgraded its 2021 US GDP growth forecast to 5.7% from the August forecast of 6%, warning of a harder path ahead for consumer spending in light of the Delta variant. Goldman also cited fading fiscal support, a switch in demand from goods to services, and pressure on inventories from supply chain disruptions. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal highlighted how the Delta variant is impacting domestic travel as companies delay plans to return to the office. A separate Bloomberg article highlighted how measures of global activity have fallen short of expectations lately, while supply chain pressures are showing few signs of abating. However, markets are still mostly looking through near-term weakness. In other news, speaking on CNN, White House Chief of Staff Klain expressed confidence that Senator Manchin will come around on President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending package. Manchin has expressed concern about inflation and ballooning debt, though Klain believed he could be persuaded by the argument that the bill won't add to national debt. On the data front, it's fairly quiet on the European macro calendar today. German industrial production rebounded in July after yesterday's jump in factory orders. ZEW sentiment is in focus after a recent moderation in other euro area forward-looking indicators. Final eurozone GDP is still due. Overnight, China export growth was better than expected as the impact of port bottlenecks due to lockdowns was less severe than thought. The Reserve Bank of Australia will continue with plans to taper asset purchases. The Australian economy continues to shrink, with services activity sliding into contraction territory and weekly consumer confidence falling again. And Japan household spending had a smaller rebound than forecast, while wages rose for a fifth month. Macro data will also be light in the US today, with only crude inventories due. In corporate news, Deutsche Telekom and Sweden's Tele2 have announced the sale of T-Mobile Netherlands to a private equity consortium comprising Warburg Pincus and Apex Partners for 5.1 billion euros. SoftBank and Deutsche Telekom have entered into a strategic partnership, which will see SoftBank buy 4.5% of Deutsche Telekom in an equity share swap that will see Deutsche Telekom increase its stake in T-Mobile US. And the Financial Times reported that Nvidia is running into opposition from the European Union over its acquisition of Arm, with regulators having doubts about Nvidia's promise to allow rivals continued fair access to Arm's designs once the deal has been completed. Asian equities ended mixed overnight. Japan closed higher amid talk of additional fiscal stimulus post-Suga. Greater China was also higher after trade data beat expectations, while internet names rallied in Hong Kong on Tencent's share buyback news. The rest of the region struggled for direction. Korea and Taiwan were pulled lower by big tech names, while Australia was flat as its miners weighed in the aftermath of a slump in iron ore prices. European equity markets are weaker 2 hours into the session. In regional news, UK Prime Minister Johnson will announce a £10 billion a year tax rise to fund the health service and social care reforms via a 1.25% increase in national insurance. And Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee member Saunders said a delay in curtailing asset purchases risks more substantial tightening later. He highlighted that there is no longer any need for large-scale monetary stimulus as the economy is now growing at pre-COVID levels. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.